reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. This is how John appeared as a witness. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" Not only declare, but to declare quite openly, "I am not the Christ." Well, then they asked, "Are you Elijah?" "I am not," he said. "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We must take back an answer to those who sent us. What have you to say about yourself?" So John said, "I am as Isaiah prophesied, a voice that cries in the wilderness, 'Make a straight way for the Lord.'" Now these men had been sent by the Pharisees, and they put this further question to him, "Why are you baptizing if you're not the Christ and not Elijah and not the prophet?" John replied, "I baptize with water, but there stands among you, unknown to you, the one who is coming after me, and I am not fit to undo his sandal strap." This happened at Bethany in the far side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Remember, some years ago, standing in Princes Street, the main shopping street of Edinburgh, just before Christmas, it was packed with people flowing down the street like a river. All streets are like rivers at the time of Christmas. Either that, the roads full of cars like rivers, or people walking. Such a river, such a great river of people. And yet only a small proportion of the people of the world. In among us, Christ, John says, there is a stranger. Then most people are strangers to us, most people are unknown to us. A handful of faces we might recognise. But we're surrounded by the unknown. So many people in the world, so many people speaking so many languages, thinking so many different thoughts, so many differences, yet at the same time a certain common humanity. Such a river, the river of souls, people. And walking through life, droplets appear in the river, make up the river, and then vanish. How can we find a unity with this great river when we ourselves are part of it? When we are drowned by the vastness of the people around us. But then John says, "Among you is one you do not know." John says, "I baptize you with water." Well, water is a good symbol of humanity. The River Jordan is a symbol of humanity. Except it flows from sea to sea. It doesn't flow through the world. It's not a great river, it's not a vast river, but it's a river. It was beloved and it's important to the people of Israel. Their identity was there. The river of humanity, though, is a river that contains Jesus the Christ. "I baptize with water, but there stands among you, unknown to you, the one who is coming after me." And here, unlike the other Gospels, we're not told he will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Here the important thing is he's part of the river. He stands in the Jordan. And that's a symbol of one human being among many. He's a different kind of human being. We can't find a unity in humanity without him. He's the one who enters the river and makes it flow to the great sea. The great sea we call heaven. He's the one who makes all the droplets of water in the river, which seem to be one, that seem to coalesce. He makes them truly one. Makes them belong to each other. Just as we mix water and wine at Mass, so he's mixed in the world. He's part of the world. He's the one droplet of water in the great river of humanity. He makes sense of all humanity. Makes us all one. As John says, "I baptize with water." But he's in the water. He is the water. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't just wash the outside, it flows through the entirety of our being. Makes us one. Drop of the water that made the river find its way home to a great sea. And it's the sea of God's love.